So it's the 3rd of June, it's the Sunday, and it's 2:15, and we are sitting by the pool in Tunisia at the El Mouradi Cap Madia Hotel, which continues to surprise us. Today, a whole bunch of new folk turned up, so there was a temporary shortage of tables, and again, the lunch menu was an adventure. Nothing inedible, just lots of odd things that you wouldn't normally see on a plate together. One interesting thing that's been bothering me is that the rooms are beautifully made up every day. They've got into this kind of making shapes out of your underwear thing, which I think is a good thing. Might not be. So you come out to your room and you find that the bedspread has been rearranged in a tasteful pattern, and your nightwear is also rearranged in some sort of weird way. We haven't had a towel the shape of a swan yet, but maybe they're keeping that for the last day. The thing that gets me is, interestingly, when they clean the bathroom, and it's scrupulously clean, they always put the plugs back in the sink and in the bath. Now I'm wondering, if they don't do that, what comes out of the bath plug and the bath sink? Do snakes come out? Do creatures come out? Or is it just a cultural thing? They always believe in putting the plug in to stop good spirits disappearing. Not really sure. We've yet again agreed to be part of some sort of guest show tonight, and in about 15 minutes we're going in to be trained in what we're going to do. We don't know what this is going to be like, but the animation team here, which is the team that organises the sports and the evening show and things like that, they are amazing. It's the best animation team we've ever experienced in our short time of doing these all-inclusive holidays. The whole purpose seems to be to get people involved if they want to be, and to kind of unify the place. You end up playing French bulls next to people from Russia, Estonia, Tunisia, Scotland, England, Germany, every nation, and even although we don't very often, we can't understand each other, it's a good thing to do. It's all good fun and you have a good laugh. We're actually arranging a consortium to approach the guy on the beach who's offering paragliding to see if we can negotiate a good deal. And we've got myself and Mrs. G from Scotland, a couple more from Scotland, a couple from England, a guy from Estonia, and four people from Russia, and we're all going to go down there to negotiate a good deal. So it's nice being here with so many other nations. I think I'd find it not so nice if most of the people here were from the UK. So it's funny and nice to see the cultures and different things, and trying to communicate with other people. Anyway, get on. We've actually got to go in now for a rehearsal with the animation team for whatever happens tonight. We'll report back tomorrow. Bye.